So step two of the meeting plan is what we call the appreciation and the bridge. And I'll kind of break these down for you here in kind of that order. So when you think about appreciation, you know, this is really so that both of you have an opportunity to kind of share some time together. The thing that's important about this is that we're not thanking them. The thing about appreciation is we want to appreciate the time together, but we really just don't want to create this playing field where we are in some way relationally subservient, you know, to this prospect or even an existing client relationship. You're professionals. You work hard to hone your skills, your craft, your education in this business. And so this is one of the things that we've found that really is helping advisors be very, very successful in building relationships the right way, right from the beginning, is to create that level of parity in the relationship, you know, from an appreciation standpoint. So again, really focus on, you know, the fact that we both get to share some time together here, and that it's important that we're not thanking them for their time, because we're equals in this, and really you don't want to create that, as I said, subservient type of relationship. The next part of this is the bridge talk, and the bridge is really, really important. As we've said throughout this course, right, as you're defining it and developing it, right, we help these types of people solve these types of problems, okay? And you hopefully are honing in that language, or by now have honed in that language. That needs to be something that is addressed at the beginning of each and every time together, especially when you're face-to-face, but I would even argue when you're over the phone, with prospects and clients or other centers of influence. You really want to use that bridge talk in every one of those types of interactions that you can. But again, we're at the approach, so it's really, really important as a part of this meeting plan to remind them about what your bridge is and the problems you solve for these types of people. Because if you think about it, at this point in time, we're now sitting with them. So the bridge talk was something that was leveraged to be able to get them into the seat that they're in and to get you into this interaction that you're in. So it's great to remind them, again, as a part of this appreciation and the time you have together, right, for both of you. And then, again, bring back the bridge. So we solve these problems for these types of people and do that in a really, really powerful way. So this really is a thing that sets you up to be able to now segue into the right fit conversation, which is what we'll tackle next.